Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen, and it's just me and you, so that means it is a DBS production update. In these episodes, we basically do a quick little highlight where we're at in the filmmaking process, give you some inside looks into DBS as a whole. So first thing we want to talk about for this week is going to be where we're at with the production, although really the major milestone comes on the community side of things. So with the production, I would say that, you know, really we're moving at a very good pace right now. I'm very comfortable with kind of everything that we're doing. We finished that rough cut of the Shapeshifter we're working on for the second Shapeshifter rough cut. We're finishing up the Haunting of the Murder House so that we have a final cut ideally by this Sunday. So basically the next 2 days. We actually did two more pickups right now. So I just got done filming those pickup shots with Brendan. He just left. So I'm hopping on doing this podcast for tomorrow. And you know, the Murder House, we're feeling really good. I mean, the confidence is continuing going up. We know we have a good product, especially thanks to all the feedback from the super fans. It really helped us kind of figure out what exactly we were going for, what was going to be the best angle for us to do when it came to basically, you know, making this product as best as possible during this phase. Because again, there's not much we can really do, but you guys were able to identify key areas in the film that allow us to cut down on certain things to make it just much, much better. So that's something we're really excited about for the Haunting of the Murder House. So Mo is going to get his time in the spotlight. Team Mo is going to be on the rise. That's why I'm kind of, you know, forecasting right now, because I really do think it's going to be a great movie. And more importantly, we have the DBS Army right now. And with the DBS Army, once Mo comes out to play, everyone's going to know about him. I mean, we're really going to push it. We're really going to make it so it's trending. And I think because of that, it's really going to be a special one. So I'm very excited for that. We should have an update for you guys to watch at that point in time. As I mentioned with the Shapeshifter, we're going through that rough phase of it. So we're really just kind of working on the second rough now. We're going to hop right back into it. But what's good is the only thing we've really kind of identified is we kind of wanted to spice up the intro a little bit when it comes to the actual gore and what Sid looks like. There are some scenes, but he kind of came out looking a little dry. So we're going to see if we can't maybe goop him up a little bit and just maybe enhance the gore a bit in the intro, because everything else is fine. So with that, you know, I'm expecting a relatively quick turnaround with the Shapeshifter, because when we were filming the Murder House, we always had to do my shots in the van. Ever since we wrapped, we had to do all of my shots in the van. And that in itself, I would say, easily added 2-3 months to everything. So without having those big pickup shots, only having one thing, but we're really kind of confident that we can, you know, make our way through this product and make our way through this process to have the Shapeshifter out relatively soon. And as always, we have our next movie being lined up, and that is going to be Into the Forest 2.0. So we're actively finishing that script right now. The major beats and ideas are coming from a lot of the things that we've done before. So this should be a really, really quick screenwriting process. We're really going to make maybe 1-2 passes and then be comfortable with it. Because the whole idea with this one is that it's going to be super clean, super easy to do. So just basically really straightforward, not a lot of work when it comes to, you know, the actual shooting of it, the editing process, because we really want to end up making at least 3 movies this year is what we were saying. So we finished one, we'll do Into the Forest for 3, but we're shooting for 4. And if we can get Into the Forest done in July and we can pick another one up in like that August, September range, we can squeeze one out in December too. So, you know, we'll see how we go. Again, we're just trying to basically make as many movies as we can, because every time you finish a movie, every time you get done with it, not only do you have another at bat when it comes to releasing the movie, but on top of that, you also learn more. So we want to continue this. We want to have the momentum that we have, and we want to keep it going. And honestly, one of the major reasons for the momentum and one of the bigger milestones of this week is our DBS Discord just hit 1,000 people. So we got 1,000 members. We're about to hit 100 super fans. And I'm absolutely blown away with how amazing this community is and how much it's grown over the past few weeks. And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep out there growing and grinding. But huge shout out to everyone who's in the mod team, admin team. You guys are absolutely the best. You guys do so much for us. And we're really starting to see the benefits of that just with how awesome this community is and what we're cultivating. So guys, if you are listening to this, you want to join us in the DBS Discord. You want to be part of this growing army of people who are supporting us because we will support our fans. What does that mean? It means we will cast you in our movies. We've already found someone who met us on TikTok. He ended up being a huge fan of ours. He ended up being a super fan. He was there before the Discord, but he joined the Discord. And with that being said, he did everything right. And now he's in our movies and we're going to keep casting him in our movies. You know, Aries did a fantastic job. He's just really, really amazing. And, you know, I think he's exactly the example of why we want to do this, why we make movies for our fans with our fans. And with the growth that we've been getting lately, it's just a testament to, hey, everything's working, everything's clicking. So we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to keep doing all of the amazing things that we are doing right now. And really, with that being said, you know, I just want to mention, you know, everyone listening to this in the future, you're going to potentially be like, hey, this was the start of something really, really big. This was the start of an amazing community. The whole process they have of casting their fans was something, you know, revolutionary. I really do think that's a possibility here. So if you are listening to this, please be sure to check out the Discord. I know a lot of super fans do listen to this and the YouTube videos as well. We appreciate your support. But if you are listening to this, you know, we're always going to be open for new people. We're always going to be looking to grow. And we have such a solid community already that I'd love to have you there. So that's really kind of the major updates when it comes to DBS. You know, again, we're going to continue working through the process and we should have, you know, a good solid new movies coming out for you guys. I mean, I really do think we're going to have Haunted of the Murder House. Then we're going to have Shapeshifter and Into the Forest all done in a very quick process. And then we'll have three movies out there that we can support as an amazing community. And I think it's going to make us unstoppable. So let's go over and answer some of our questions from the Discord. You know, we have, again, speaking of two really amazing new members of ours, Kelly and June. Both of them have done a fantastic job. They hopped in the server and they just immediately started being super warm, super welcoming, doing all of the point systems, doing everything like that, because they just showed their involvement, that they're serious about working with us. And because of that, you know, we're going to work with them as much as we possibly can. So thank you so much. First question is from Kelly. She asks, how do you guys react to new actors being on set? And the other question from June is, what do you think of novice actors? So I kind of want to, you know, combine both of those since it's pretty similar, kind of asking the same thing. Now, for me, I think what I'm always looking for, and since, you know, I'm pretty close to how Brendan thinks, I would say we're pretty much on the same basis here. But really, when we're looking for acting, we're not actually quite looking for an amazing performance. We're looking for someone who can actually do the product of acting consistently. And what we mean by that, or what I mean by that, is someone who is going to be able to deliver their lines consistently at a good quality throughout a 6-7 day shoot without, you know, complaining or breaking or just, you know, losing their ability to capture that. Because having doing some of the acting myself, I would say, first off, acting is super tough. It's a very difficult job. I have complete respect for everyone that does it. And the thing with acting is I almost find it's like this weird percentage that you're going to get a good line, in the sense that you'll say it, so your line, and for one take it's good, and another take you'll basically try and say it exactly the same and it's bad. It's just weird. It happens. And I think as an actor, it's what's your probability and percentages of having good takes? Because when I'm in the editing room, I'm basically going through your takes. So I'll most likely find one, especially if you have an higher odds of giving me good takes. So the whole reason I bring this up is I'm actually a proponent of, I think I can get anyone to act and give a good enough performance with basically anything I'm looking for. Now, again, there is some degree, and, you know, someone who's completely shy and just doesn't want to do absolutely anything to be on camera might be a little different, but someone who is willing to say, you know what, I'll keep trying and I'll keep doing takes, I think eventually I can get something out of them that is going to work really well. The issue is, you know, we don't have the time to do 10, 20, 30 takes for one character, for one angle to get through the scene. So that's kind of the downside that I want to highlight, in the sense that when we look at acting, it's more so of you getting through the scene and having a high probability of having a good take for us to select from. And because I think that you can really work with someone, to me, I love having novice and new actors on set, because I think if they put in the work and they understand what it requires, I think they can do a really, really good job. And I think they'll do a better job than they actually think they would. The one downside to not having experience is, you know, if you're an experienced actor, I kind of understand that you have your lines down to some degree and you understand it. But a lot of movies actually don't function like us. You have a lot of time in between. You have your lines completely down, all that. We're just cranking through things. So I think as long as you have that mindset, you'll be good. But as it applies to our super fans, which is completely different, because again, our super fans are really our community and we're rewarding them. I think having a novice actor on set, having someone who's completely new, is going to be no problem at all. And you guys are going to do a fantastic job. I mean, we had Aries on set, which I think he had some film experience, but I think that was his first talking role, and he crushed it. I mean, if you guys just come prepared, you're ready to work, you'll be good to go, and it'll be an absolute breeze for it. Like, it would be so good. Then the next question that we have from Kelly, or actually, I'll go and answer the second question from June first. So June had a question, are there any courses or experiences you suggest they take or have? So to me, I would probably actually highly recommend looking at like basic acting classes or improv. And what I would say is, I wouldn't look to live by like what they're saying in the sense of the credo of like, this is how you act or like do everything here. I just think it would be good to have experience. I think it would be good to go somewhere, because I think one of the hardest parts with acting is you really are putting yourself out there in front of a camera doing something. And if you can get used to kind of being uncomfortable in the sense of like, you know, it takes nerves to get up there and do those things. If you can do like an improv class, if you can do like a comedy class, if you can do those things, I think those would really help you. And another thing for actually improv, a lot of times when we're on set, we're actually asking our actors, like, what do you think of this line? Would this be a good line? Is this a terrible line? What would you say? And if you have some improv experience, you typically can actually help us out. So that's our look at some of those things. I would say look at in-person classes that are cheap, but more or less like, you know, a fun acting thing or fun improv. I wouldn't look at like, you know, going to film school for acting or anything like that, or getting to a theater program, which again, those are going to help and those are good routes. But I think that would be a good way to kind of dip your toes. And then the last question is kind of the second part for Kelly. She mentioned, do you think DBS would have a premiere and our faces on billboards if we keep making movies? I love that question. Because yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing is really marketing when it comes to getting the movie and getting the idea out there. And I think you can be really creative. But I also think like part of the whole premiere and billboard things is like, I want to reward our super fans. And while a billboard, in my opinion, is not the most effective form of marketing, it is very effective in the form of rewarding our super fans and basically being like, look at us, you know, look at your face on this billboard, look at everything going on that you're part of. And I think because it plays such an important role for us, and because we have such a large community that we're building, it's always going to be something that I want these premieres to be massive events. I want anytime we have a movie premiere, all the super fans can come out to it. And all those, like, I want these premieres to be super fun for everyone involved with it, because it's our community. And I want us to do a whole bunch of really cool marketing things that we're doing as well, too. You know, when it just comes to the way we present ourselves and the things that we do for people, I think that's always something we're going to look at. So as we continue to grow, yes, not only is the community going to grow, but the people who are putting extra effort into the community are going to grow, and we're going to support them, and everyone part of our team and staff and everyone. Guys, the more you watch our movies, the more we supported by our team and all that stuff, the more movies we get to make. So it really is that win-win. And, you know, absolutely love all the feedback we're getting. Everything makes us stronger. You know, I love answering these questions, and I'm really excited to see how it grows. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us, being part of this journey. We're growing at such a fast rate. I really can't wait until I get to look back and, you know, listen through these podcasts, and even just a year or so, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it might be, and just see just a little moment of where we're at. Because, you know, it feels like we've had the Discord for years and it's only been 3 months. So it's really absolutely amazing. You can find our links online. You can find our movies, everything. Check out our website, dbsfilms.com. Give us a follow, give us a like, but more importantly, join our Discord. That's where the community lives. That's where we're at, and that's where we want you. So until then, have a good one.